Welcome to FUMU Shalmish, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're only in Psochim Daf Lamed Vov in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Daf Lamed Hamud base in the bottom in the two dots. We learned in the Mishnah that Tomid usually is Nishchot on the 8.5 hour and is Nikrov, it's going to be put on the Mizbeach in the 9.5 hour. But when it's Erev Pesach, regardless if it's a weekday or Shabbos, so then it's done in the 7.5 hour. Says the Gemara, Matana ben Mechoyel ben Shabbos. Who is the Mandorma that says it doesn't matter if Erev Pesach is in the weekday or in Shabbos, it's going to be in the 7.5 hour? Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Tatani ki Sidroi Bechoyel kach Sidroi b'Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no difference if Erev Pesach falls on a weekday or falls on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Omer ki Sidro b'Erev Shabbos kach Sidro b'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls in Erev Shabbos, we learned in the Mishnah, the Korban HaTomid comes in the 6.5 hour, and Korban Pesach comes in the 7.5 hour. Says Rabbi Kiva, the same thing happens if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Why is that so? Because in a regular day, you still have Nedorim v'Nedovos to bring. There's other Korbanos you need to bring. So therefore, we try to delay Tomid as much as possible. But at Shabbos, I don't have Nedorim and Nedovos, the donations of Korbanos don't come, so then you do it as early as possible. Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Vov Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel me'acher sho lepilpulei. Rabbi Shmuel tries to delay it. Why? For the pilpul. Pilpul means to learn the halachas of Korban Pesach. You have another hour to be oisik, to deal with the halachas. So let's just push it one more hour. Rabbi Kiva me'akdim sho achas li'isukoi. He makes it 1 hour earlier to be busy with it earlier. Why? They should not come into the mitzvah too tired. Let's make it a little bit earlier, give him a little more time to rest. Says the Gemara of Yikra Pesach Tchilo V'Tomid Achrov. Why are we saying that Korban Tomid comes before Korban Pesach? Why don't we bring Korban Pesach before Korban Tomid? Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, we did a cheshbon in the regular Erev Pesach. When do we do the Korban Pesach? We divide the afternoon into two, because it says Ben Arbaim, and that's when we do Korban Pesach. If I'll make Korban Pesach earlier, so that it won't come in Ben Arbaim. Says the Gemara, Mekayim od Ben Arbaim Shel Pesach, when it says Mevatel Ben Arbaim Shel Tomid. Says the Gemara, didn't we mention in the previous daf, the word Ben Arbaim is mentioned by Pesach and by Tomid. And you're so careful to make Pesach in the right time, why are you not so careful to make Tomid in the right time? Says the Gemara, Tomid, Mevatel at Achshov, at Mekayim ola Achazman. Tomid, if you don't do it today in the right time, you do it any other day of the year in the right time. Pesach, Mevatel at Achshov, Imatad Mekayim ola. Pesach is the only one-time opportunity. Meaning, if I have a choice to make Pesach on the right time or Tomid in the right time, I prefer to do Pesach in the right time because Korban Tomid, I can do it every single day in the right time. So on a different day, I'll do it in the right time. But Korban Pesach, this is the only day. So let's make it perfect. Says the Gemara, Akir Pesach, Tchilo, V'Tamid Achrov. Let's do Korban Pesach first and then Tomid. What does it mean? Explains Reb Chaim, the Gemara is bothered. That's good when you have a regular Pesach. So Korban Pesach is coming in the right time. But if you talk about an Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, or Erev Pesach Shechal Erev Shabbos, then anyway, I'm making it a little bit earlier. If I make it a little bit earlier, so maybe then you will do Korban Pesach before Korban HaTomid. Says the Gemara, Yuchar Dor Shneimar Bo Be'erev U'Bein Arbaim, L'Davar Shlo Neimar Bo El Bein Arbaim Bilvat. Korban Pesach, it says the word Be'erev in the evening, and it says Bein Arbaim between the two evenings, which means the middle of the afternoon. So that will come later to Korban HaTomid, which says only Bein Arbaim. Says the Gemara of Yirmiyahu Boi, Machamis Meim Erev Meuchar, or Neim Erev Mukdam. You understand when it says Erev, it means to make it later, closer to the evening. Who said? Maybe Erev means earlier. The minute that the sun starts tilting to the west, it's going towards the Ma'irov, so then it starts, it's considered to be Erev. Maybe it's trying to tell you to do it earlier. Elo, Kini Yuchar Devar Shemar Ben Arbaim, Kivoy HaShemesh, Levar Shalom Abra Ben Arbaim Levad. Says a different Joshua. It says by Korban Pesach ben Arbaim, and it says Kivoy HaShemesh means when the sun sets. That clearly means towards the evening. And Korban HaTomid only says ben Arbaim, so that's why Korban Pesach comes a little bit later. Sigma Mestaniso Mesayel Le'Av Yomio. Bring a riot to Av Yomio that Be'erev means a little bit earlier. The Pasuk says, Sham Tizbach is a Pesach Be'erev, Kivoy HaShemesh, Moi Eit Seis Chobim Mitzrayim. There's three times it says over here. Be'erev kevoy shemesh mu'ei tzeis chum b'Mitzrayim. So more dashot. Be'erev ata zuvach. Erev means in the afternoon, that right after chatzos, that's when you shech the korban. That's the right. That's when the time of shechitas korban pesach starts. Kevoy shemesh ata oichel. Once you have the evening, then you eat it. That's when comes the night. It's the time of Achilas Korban Pesach. Moyet says, Merit Yisrael, which means in the morning, Ata, the Gius of Chaim is Ata Soyrif. Now it's a time when the food becomes noiser. Once you reach the morning, now you can't eat the carbon anymore. It becomes noiser. You have to burn it. You just can't burn it on Yom Tov, so you wait one more day to burn it. But what do you see from this Baiso? That Erev means the afternoon. So that's a right of Yom Tov. The Erev means earlier. East Tani Tani, there's another Baiso that learns differently. Erev means in the evening, that's when you eat. Which when this Bryce learns, Kevoya Shemesh means earlier. Once the sun starts to tilt, that's when you do the akrov, that's when you do the shchito. According to this Bryce, the way you darshan it, ad moed seisrim mitzrayim atatzoyle. Meaning, until the time of Goyim Mitzrayim, which is in the morning, you can roast the meat and eat it. Which means you can eat it the entire night. Different than the previous Bryce that did not tell you can eat it the entire night. And that's the depends on the machlokes. Until when can you eat Korban Pesach? Is it until Chatzos or is it the entire night? In any case, this Braisa seems to say the Be'erev means the evening, like the first man d'omar. Continues the Gemara and says, "V'yikarvu shteim kachas." Why don't I say that Korban Atomid and Korban Pesach will be nikrav together, not one before the other? So the Gemara avyoyse keves sheni and Pesach sheni. Pesach says the keves sheni taseh ben arba'im. Mashi comes alone, hits the second one. Nothing else comes with it. Regular day, so Korban Tomid is being shechted in the 8th and a half hour, and is being nikrav in the 9th and a half hour. What is going to tell me? Meaning, even when it's Erev Pesach, regardless of any Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, Shechal B'Erev Shabbos, you always bring Korban Tomid in the same time. So explains the Gemara in the Flamud Vomud Beis, Omar B'Yoisi Barabo in Taimed Adin Tanyo. The reason, what is this understanding of this Braiso? Because according to them, every cast, there was different kisos. Kisos means different groups that did the Korban Pesach. We're going to see later, there's three groups. How long does it take for each group to do Korban Pesach? This man Darmer holds that each group took only half an hour. So even if you bring Korban Atomid in the 9th and a half hour, you still have plenty of time to have the three groups come, 3 half an hours. Different than the previous mandomer, that they hold, it takes an hour for each group, that's why you have to make Korban Tomid earlier. This is more time, it says in the Braisa, Dam Tomid Veivorov, the blood of the Tomid and the limbs of the Tomid, Koidmin LePesach, you make them before Pesach. UPesach, you do Korban Pesach, Lektoyus, they do before the Lektoyus. The Ktoiris Atovas Neris. And the Ktoiris, which is the special spice that you bring in the Mizbeach, Aprimi, that comes before Atovas Neris, which is that Locus Neris that you do in Beis HaMikdash. East Tani Tani, there's another Braisa that disagrees, and it says, Tam Atomit Ve'evor Kordmim the Ktoiris, Ve'Ktoiris the Pesach. They change the order. They say Ktoiris comes before Pesach, or Pesach Atovas Neris, and Pesach comes before Locus Neris. Why do they say the Ktoiris comes first? Reb Chaim explains, the Nesachim, which means the wine, comes after the Ketoris. So you do the Ketoris first, and then you have the Nesachim, the wine, that comes with Korban HaTomid, that will be together with the Tomid. I want the Nesachim to be with the Tomid, so I have to make Ketoris come first. Continues the Gemara, Vein to Mugdom le Tomid Shashachar. The earliest Korban in the day is Tomid Shashachar. There's no korban coming after Tomid Shebin Arbaim. Hello, we're going to use here the Gius of Reb Chaim, HaKtoiris VaPesach B'Arbaim Pesachim. The only thing that comes after Tomid Shebin Arbaim is Ketoiris, which is a special limit for that, and Pesach B'Arbaim Pesachim that we learn over here. Says the Mormi 9, Shlo Yadov HaKoidim HaTamid Sheshachar. How do I know nothing should come before Korban Tomid Sheshachar? Tomid Loimar Aleya Oilo. Aleya Oilo means on the wood, which is the Mizbeach, comes the oil. That's the first thing that comes on the Mizbeach, the oil. Meaning, nothing should come after Tomid Shebin Arbaim. Tomid Shachar should be the first one, and all the Kabbonis should be added to it. Because it says on there, Alei Ashlamim. Loshon HaPasuk is, Yiktira Alei Chal V'Ashlamim. Meaning, in addition to Korban HaTomid of the morning, you add to that the Shlamim. The Shlamim is mitzdarf to that. It should now be mitzdarf to the next Tomid, which is Ben Arbaim. Continues the Gemara and says, Abshir Melokish Hoimer. How do you know that that when it says Varach Aleha Oilo means Tomit? It's because it says Varach Aleha Oilo Inksiv Kan El Varach Aleha Ha Oilo. There's an extra Hey. Shalete Oilo Kodem El Tomit Sheshachar. Meaning from there you know that the first one is talking about Tomit Sheshachar because Ha Oilo is Losh Hashiv is the most important one, which is the oil that belongs to Tomit Sheshachar. Tani Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Abiyuch Rabbi Koimer. Mechusori kaparo, mevim kaparos macharatam et sheben arbaim. Although no korban shakom after tamet sheben arbaim, but if someone still needs to bring the korban kaparo, meaning is a mechusor kaparo, he became tahor, but he still needs to bring a korban. Like a mitzayur or a zav, if he doesn't bring the korban, he will not be able to bring korban Pesach. So there, they allowed him to bring his korban after tamet sheben arbaim. After you bring a korban, you have to go to the mikvah once again, and then you can eat korban Pesach in the evening. And in order for them not to miss out on korban Pesach, we allow them to bring a korban after tamet sheben arbaim, even though usually we do not allow that. So the one mavuyde nadol teimer mitzuri asher. That's only if the mitzuri is asher, that his korban is an animal. Al mitzuri ani loy oifu mevi. He will bring for korban chatos. He's not bringing out an animal. He's bringing a bird. So he's bringing a bird, it's not considered to be a violation of bringing something after Tomet Sheben Arbaim. Meaning the Chiddush Rabbi Shmuel, you could bring korbanos after Tomet Sheben Arbaim, does not apply by Mitzori Ani, who brings a bird. And on the bird, you just sprinkle the blood on the Mizbech, that even Rabbanon, I disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, will agree that that could come after Tomet Sheben Arbaim. Says more Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avdumo, Einam Mavi Hashem. Meaning, a Mitzori needs to bring three korbanos. He has to bring an oilo, a chatos, and a Hashem. You're right, the Mitzori Ani, his chatos could be a bird. Oilo may be avoided because it's not me'akev. But what about Asham? Asham he must bring, and that has to be an animal. So if so, there you'll also have to have the leniency of bringing a korban after Tomet Sheben Arbaim. Because without that, how can he become Tari? He still needs to bring the korban Asham. So the Maskar of the Gemara is, even the Mitzori Ani needs to rely on this leniency in order to be Tari for the night to eat korban Pesach. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Psachim Daf Lamed Vov.